currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and places that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Terman. A new local bicycle advocacy group wants to make cycling safer and more accessible to more people. And the way it wants to accomplish this is to transform the city's most connective neighborhood roads into greenways. Founding members of Kirkland Greenways discussed this strategy February 20th with 30 residents at their first monthly meeting.
Well, I think we got pretty good turnout. I mean, it was a rainy night. We were a little worried, but we got a lot of people out, and they seemed to be interested and excited. And this is an easy sell. If you get this in front of people, there's almost nobody who will say it's a bad idea.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, this would be really nice right here down along First, but both of these crossings are problematic.
The idea of Kirkland Greenways is to identify the neighborhood roads that connect residents to important destinations such as schools, restaurants, and bus stops, and transform them into greenways by using a variety of traffic calming devices, such as street trees, splitter islands, and curb bulbs.
What they're doing here is they're looking at a couple of maps and they're identifying routes that they think would be cool places for bicycle greenways. And they're also identifying destinations that people would like to get to, and then crossings of arterial streets that people find particularly, you know, unnerving or scary.
One of the advantages of creating greenways, says advocates, is they capitalize on infrastructure that already exists. The city of Portland, Oregon is relying on greenways to boost the percentage of commute trips from the 8%, which is already the highest in the nation, to 25%. Seattle Neighborhood Greenways began working toward a similar vision in 2010.
There were two neighborhoods. There was a mom in Wallingford who wanted her son to be able to bike to school, and there were some parents in Beacon Hill wondering why Seattle's bike plan was all about men in spandex going downtown. Together, they got about $100,000 in grant funding. They got the ball rolling.
I have my oldest son is turning 19, and he still doesn't have his driver's license. He wants to just keep biking and busing.
There are so many people who want safer streets for their kids, for their families, but they don't know how to make it happen, where to start.
Members of Kirkland Greenways will be presenting their idea to the Transportation Commission on March 27th. And the group will meet again at 6:30 p.m. March 20th at the Houghton Fire Station. The City of Kirkland is now looking for qualified contractors who can transform the former Kirkland My Home Warehouse in the Totem Lake Business District into a 101,000 square foot public safety building that will house Kirkland's police, jail, and municipal court. City engineers expect construction to last 1 year. They finished the year-long design process for the building late in February on schedule. And on January 31st, city leaders hosted an informational meeting where residents could ask questions and offer comments about the impact of the public safety building on the surrounding community. Christ Church Kirkland is one of the building's neighbors. Members and leaders of that church were concerned about the release of inmates coinciding at the start time of their kindergarten through 12th grade school.
In that meeting, we discussed that our typical release time is between 7 and 8 in the morning. Their concern was that they have students arriving at that time and they didn't want the influx of inmates and students at the same time. So we were able to talk to them and talk about different times and come up with a different time to release the inmates. And beyond that, we were able to help them understand that we only actually release about an average of one inmate a day on our commitments at that time, and they were thinking that it was a much higher number.
For project updates, go to kirklandwa.gov and search Public Safety Building. The City of Kirkland recently released its fourth film in the 8-part Kirkland Works series. This latest edition examines Kirkland's economic development strategy and its effects on the lives of residents and business owners. Essentially, the strategy leverages Kirkland's quality of life, its parks, its police and fire protection, its proximity to Seattle, as well as policy choices to attract good-paying jobs to the area. In turn, those good-paying jobs help support services that enhance Kirkland's quality of life, as well as the broad range of goods and services residents have come to expect. The 9-minute film, a joint effort, joins three others covering the City Council's official goals, financial stability, and parks. To watch a joint effort or other short films in this series, visit kirklandwa.gov. April is National Volunteer Month, and volunteer organizations need you. On April 6th, come learn about fun and rewarding volunteer opportunities at the Viva Volunteers Fair. The fair brings together volunteer organization exhibitors, hot topic speakers, live cooking demonstrations, door prizes, and much more. The free event will be held at the Peter Kirk Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, call 425-822-3737 or visit kirklandwa.gov. The city has set up two self-service sandbag filling stations to help Kirkland residents and businesses prepare for localized flooding. Citizens must provide their own shovel and are asked to use the supplies in good faith. The stations are located at the Public Works Maintenance Center, 915 8th Street, and at the future Public Safety Building parking lot, 11831 120th Avenue Northeast. The stations will be open 24 hours a day through April 30th. For more information, call the Public Works Maintenance Center at 425-587-3900 or visit kirklandwa.gov. Hot off the press, the 2013 Spring and Summer Kirkland Parks Guide is coming to a mailbox near you. From Ninja Turtle Camp to Zumba, the guide is loaded with classes and activities for all. In the guide, you'll find the classics like swimming lessons and summer camps, along with many new offerings, including Ready, Set, Run, a youth running program, Pilates, and beach volleyball for adults. The Parks Guide and additional information can be found at kirklandparks.net. A limited supply of guides will be available for pickup at North Kirkland and Peter Kirk Community Centers, the library, and City Hall. Are you harboring a fugitive? A four-legged fugitive, that is. Pet licenses are required in the city for cats and dogs 8 weeks or older and must be renewed each year. If your pet is not currently licensed, the Regional Animal Services of King County is cutting you a break for the month of April by offering pet license amnesty. If you haven't already purchased a new license or renewed an existing one for your pet, now is the time. Pet owners can purchase or renew licenses by April 30th for their cats or dogs without the worry of being fined or not having an unlicensed pet. Apply online at kingcounty.gov/pets. Come to the City Hall during business hours or call 206-296-2712. Thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website and on your mobile devices and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.